welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your now bi-weekly pre-show here on Renegade Radio, Steel Waves Radio, all the podcast catchers, Spotify, Stitcher, Podchaser, Podcast Addict. We just got added on to YouTube. Everywhere you listen to the podcast, it's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. Isn't it, Hannah?
It definitely is. I just wish the weather match up.
There's always got to be a complaint with you. But that was my co-host. Everybody's favorite heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hey, guys. Spooky season ahead.
Yep.
Well, if you're watching on YouTube, the hot weather will probably give you a chance to watch my makeup melt during the show. But it's the most wonderful time of the year because it is Halloween season. And even though there'll be no trick-or-treating. Apparently, that's outlawed this year. And now, I guess, you can't even have entertainment outside. I have people that have been putting on shows. They're all getting canceled. The comedy store's not doing comedy outside anymore.
What?
We're still going to have a Halloween here. And we've got so many guests that want to be on the Dark Mark Show. Yeah. It was a surprise to me. But we've got so many guests that want to be on the Dark Mark Show. We're actually doing two shows a week. And maybe three on Halloween. And we have quite a guest today. She is an actress, a dancer, so Hannah, get your dancing questions ready. She is a martial artist, she is a writer, and she is going to be the director of the upcoming movie Christmas Slasher, starring the guy that was Xander in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know his name.
Nicholas Brandon.
Nicholas Brandon, and the girl who was in Sleepaway Camp.
Felissa Rose.
Rose. But that's we have, and our friend Lillian Sin's going to be in it. All sorts of people. It's going to be exciting. We've got Destiny Soria.
Hi. Welcome. Hi.
Hello. My hand is got caught.
You're back. Did on with it, though.
Soria?
Yeah.
Soria?
Hmm.
Your name? Destiny. Your last name is Soria?
Soria. Yep.
Soria. Okay.
I'm sorry. You got no. You did.
I anglicized it, which I'm not supposed to do these days.
It's okay. You did good.
Oh, okay. and we. So this is our first guest on Halloween month. We've already got booked later on this week. Our friend Dustin Ferguson, who is going to be filming the upcoming movie Amityville in the Hood, is going to be joining us later on. Actually, if you're listening to us on Renegade Radio or Steel Waves Radio, right after us. Hannah, he and I are going to be doing our top 10 Halloween movies. And then we have Genocide, who is a stunt performer, fire performer, 6'2", professional weirdo. We have Rhythm Coffin are going to come on, and they just have a new song out on YouTube with the cartoon video for Coffin Creep. You definitely want to check that out. And they're going to teach us how to make ghoulish goulash. And Casey Nelkin, the star of Halloween 3, will be on the show in the coming weeks. So stay tuned. We got more and more guests coming up. Destiny, we're going to get to you in a second. Real quick, go to our sponsors, Raise Energy Drinks. This is the
flavor.
Best energy drinks I know in my energy drinks. Zero carbs, zero calories, zero crash. Go to the link in YouTube or the podcast description. Get 15% off. You also can get 20% off Hustler Hollywood, 20% off Spy Associates. You can go to our link, audibletrial.com/DMS. Get a scary book and a scary Audible original. And go to Doomy's Home Cooking. Destiny, I don't know if you're a vegan.
I like meat.
I like meat too, but you would love Doomy's Home Cooking. I had the vegan chicken cordon bleu last week. It was delicious.
Oh, that does sound good. I mean, I try anything. I love food, so.
Okay. You'll love it. 1253 Vine Street. They have a chicken Alfredo pasta. They have the biggest flautas I've ever seen in my life. The nachos are voted one of the 10 best nachos in L.A. 1253 Vine Street, if you're in L.A. Culver City, they have a restaurant, and also Toronto, Canada. So. Oh, I tried to do those real fast because last week it took 10 minutes. So, Destiny, you have an interesting story You were born. You were born in Georgia. Is that correct? Or
Savannah?
Yep, Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting upbringing in Savannah. You you traveled a lot. We have that in common. You traveled a lot when you were a kid.
Yep. I'm an Army brat, so I was born in Savannah, Georgia, but we never lived there. So we like kind of drove through it, and my mom just gave birth to me there. But we lived in North Carolina, and we lived in Germany. My brother was born in Frankfurt, Germany, and then we pretty much lived, you know, the rest here in San Antonio, Texas, with all my family. So all my family's from here. But yeah, we traveled a lot and we moved a lot.
What was your favorite?
Right now?
My favorite place to live?
Yeah.
Actually. I moved to Minnesota, and I was there for 10 years, and that was my favorite place to live, even Minnesota. With, my, like, not my family that went with me, but I'm actually moving back, hopefully this year or next year. I want to move back to Minnesota, because I love the snow, and I have really amazing friends there, and I just love how beautiful it is and how relaxing it is there. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Texas person. I don't like the heat here.
Is the heat pretty bad right now?
Today it's really cool and nice, but it gets super hot for me. Yesterday was really hot, and then today just like there was a cold front, and it was really nice. The wind.
That's nice. Yeah. Send it over here.
But my audience knows you've been on quite a few TV and movies. You got like 125 credits on IMDb. Very impressive. We had Daniel Roebuck, the character actor, on. He's got over 500. He says he's the king. He beat Don Carradine, but you're getting there.
Yeah, I would be the queen then. Yeah, I just love being on set, no matter what. I just love being
you
on
had, You had a small role on Dallas. You had a small role on Shameless. You were in such scary, creepy movies as Apartment 407, The Last Fitness Instructor, Wolf Trap, Halloween Pussy Trap, Kill Kill. Sulfate Gold, The Diary of a Gold Digger. I don't know what that is. The Dreamscape Nightmare, Opposite, The Opposite Blood, Death Kill. I'm just going by your IMDb. It's great. Blood Harvest. It just gets creepier as you go along.
Yeah, it does. It's like it's starting to get more creepy. It's like I want more horror. I want to be in more horror.
Sex and Tall Tales, Witchula. I'll talk about Witchula later. And Clockwork, Baby Doll. Toilet Zombie, Baby Strikes Back. All sorts of great movies. But Minnesota is really where you're born.
Well, I wasn't born. I mean,
where you're formed, where you really became yourself.
Where I feel like I was reborn. Like that was where I feel like I was born, and I miss it and love it. And I can't wait to move back. That's where I belong.
Right.
Yeah.
But how you got into acting is a very unusual story, because apparently it was because of a Robert Pattinson and his glittering aura. You became an actor. Is that right?
Yeah. I started acting in Minnesota, Remy, Minnesota. That's where I live. But Minnesota brought me to where I am today. And the fact that where I used to live was, it was very bad. It was very, very racist place. Mm-hmm. And I was a victim of a hate crime, 2018.
Heard about that, yeah.
Very stupid, very... very ugly. It was very, very evil. And sometimes I don't like talking about it because I tend to cry.
You don't have to talk about it, but let me tell you, there's no such thing as a racist hate crime. But in a way, I mean, obviously nobody wants that to happen, but you turned it into a positive in that you started, taking martial arts and you started acting.
Yep. It made me grow stronger. Scars, they make you have strength, because I have it right here, the scar, and it just made me go further in life and, you know, be better and fight the negativity with positive. And I was like staying in my house for a year because of that. They don't want to talk to anybody. They don't want to be around anybody. And then I saw a trailer for The Twilight and I was like, that's really interesting. And I'm all, cause I'm into all that. And I was like, I want to go see it. So I saw it when it came out and I saw him and I was like, I want to be an actor too. I just went like that. My friend was there and I'm like, I want to be an actor. I like this guy. Like there's something about this guy. And then I just been following him ever since.
Well, he's dreamy cute.
That's one. He is. He's dreamy. But he's so intelligent and very smart. And he is a very good actor. And
he turned out to be a great actor. I had to convince Hannah that he was a good actor when he became the announcer for Batman. I said, you got to watch Good Time. And then you watch Good Time, Hannah. And you were. Mm-hmm.
He's good. He has like that, I don't know, something about him. And right. I just followed in his footsteps and became an actor too.
Yeah.
He helped me because I have a hard time with I have speech disorder, learning disability, and a couple, I have ADHD, so I have hard time. And so he helped me get to where I need to be in the acting world and acting classes. And it helped me out so much with memorizing and speaking a little bit better. So I started falling in love being an actress and doing these different roles and these different characters, and it helped me become the person I am today and speak and be open with more, you know, be open with people. And, you know, I know I'm going to be judged. I know I always have been judged. I always get picked on and bullied, but they never stop me from being who I really want. And that's
still get picked on and bullied. I would hope not.
Yeah. And to be a director, like, this is going to be my first feature film. I've done short films. Wolf Trap is one of my films. It's silly, but I do silly skits, and I love it because I like to make people laugh.
Yeah. It's nice to, like, make people feel good and kind of, you know, show them your talent. And how does it feel after you wrap with a project?
I feel happy. I feel like I accomplished something. I've accomplished this character. And sometimes I'm always like, did I do okay? Did I do okay? Because I get worried and I want them to have the best of me on set and to put this role, you know, alive. And I get worried and stuff afterwards, like, did I do okay? And they're like, yes, you did. I'm like, okay. Because sometimes I'm like, when I'm in the moment, I don't know if I'm doing it right. Or I forget, and so that always solves. My own critic. I'm my own critic.
That's how you say it. Yeah, your own worst critic.
Yeah,
we are.
We are.
but if you're in the moments, then and they say cut, and they said it was okay, that means you did it right. You may not know because your headspace was elsewhere.
Yeah,
but I know I've been there.
Yeah, I do that all the time. And I always have to double check. You're like, no, you did okay. I'm like, okay. I just want to know.
By the way, what the fuck happened to Taylor Lautner? What happened to that guy?
Yeah, what did happen to him?
Yeah, like Kristen Stewart she's doing great. She's actually turned out to be a tremendous actress herself. Robert Pattinson's great. And Taylor Lautner, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
I think he's like, I know he's doing some projects, but I think it's on the low, and I think he's just like, you know, not... just keeping out of the public. But I actually wanted to like see if I can have him in my new movie.
I was gonna say, if you can get another like $5,000, I'll bet you can get him in Christmas last year. Maybe not even that, maybe $1,000.
I mean, I got everybody for this one, but I have a new one that I'm doing end of next year. It's a horror sci-fi about the snow, and I think he'll be cool in that one too.
Right.
I would love to have him on something because I know he's there. Everybody's now doing a lot of indie films, and that's pretty cool that, you know, they're giving, you know, indie filmmakers a chance to be in their movies and stuff like that. So that's really cool. And I was like really happy to bring aboard Nicholas Brandon and Phyllis. Well, Phyllis Rose always is a horror icon, but yeah, I wasn't sure about Nicholas, like if he was going to do it or not, because it's like an indie film. But yeah.
And honestly, they need the money. I mean, it's not to, they got to make a living, is what I'm saying. You know, I when I was a kid, I always thought like everybody was on TV or everybody in movies was a millionaire, but they live on job to job. you know?
Yeah.
And you know, you're an working actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'm not, I think to me, it's more passionate, to be on set. I'm just more passionate about it than worried about if it's money or not. Sometimes I do stuff for free if it's a really good story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's, if you're, and this is, you know, talking to actors, they're sitting there. It's.
Well, this year, yes, because.
They're auditioning, and, you know, they. Sometimes the money runs out.
Yeah, that too. And then we have COVID.
So yeah, that. And also, you know, SAG, you know, they want to keep their health insurance.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So it's been, I don't know, tough for everybody this year.
Yeah. Well, it's tough for you. Cause, go ahead, Hannah.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like you have 2021 already planned with your new movie. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. So you're looking towards the future?
Oh, yeah. We are for sure shooting next year on that one. And I'm editing it, so I'm going, that's what I'm going to be doing the whole time, is just finishing and editing it up. And then work on another feature film.
Yeah, so you're going to be busy. The snow, I'm from Alaska, so I grew up with the snow. I'm excited to see what you're going to do with the sci-fi snow. It sounds really interesting.
It's called Blood from Snow, and I already have somebody doing the poster and the novel cover. I'm writing a novel first and then making it as a feature film. And I had a dream about it. The dream was like, I was driving in the snow, and all of a sudden it turned like a reddish, like creepy, really weird color. So the snow is frozen in time. It's not moving or anything, so you're I'm like in this weird dimension kind of thing, and so the car doesn't start, and I'm like, what's going on? So I'm like trying to start the car won't start, and so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get out and try to push it or get it somewhere. And so I go out and I see other cars and vehicles and buses that are, you know, there's nobody in there, the doors are open, but there's like, it's a death, you know, they left their vehicles. I'm like, what the heck's going on? So I'm like, all right, I don't feel right. I'm going to get out of here. So I like run out of the snow. So it's like you're in another, like, what? Why is the snow only there? But it's like still. And so I run to like, it's like a little small town. So I run to Red Wing, Minnesota, where I live, is a perfect place to shoot it. And it's beautiful there. It's a small town and it's beautiful with the snow. So I'm like running to like an auto shop that my best friend is a security there, because they're always trying to steal stuff and they're high fancy body shop. So I'm there and I tell her, don't go outside. There's something going on with the snow. Did you see the snow? And she's like, no, what are you talking about? I'm like, just it's like staying still. Don't go outside. It's all red and stuff. It turned all red. She's like, well, I'm gonna go take a smoke break. I'm like, okay. But if you see the snow coming, don't go in it. Come back inside. So I go wash myself, because they have like those when you're working on the car, you can wash the grease off and stuff. So I'm like taking the snow off, because I'm like freaking out, like I don't know, there's something wrong. And then I hear the news that's saying like, don't go outside when the snow is red. Don't go outside. People have been missing in the snow. It takes like, if they stay in the snow a certain amount of time, they disappear. So I was like, what the heck? So I'm running back to the front and pull her in. And we both fall. And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I told you don't go in when it's snowing like that. And then her girlfriend was in the bathroom. She came out and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, is there a back door? Like, do you have a back door? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, you know, but so I run in the back and close it. And all of a sudden there's something opening the door, but it's making these like horrible screaming pain, monstrous noise. And we're trying to close the door on it. And I told the girl to get something so we can like hit it so we can close it. And she's like, what am I supposed to hit? I can't see what it is. And I'm like, just hit the air, hit something, hit between the doorway. So she hits it. We hear it, you know, in pain, and we closed it. And that's it. That was my dream. And I'm like, oh, I have to write this down. I got to write this down. And so what I did, I even told my dad, I texted him like, Dad, I have the best script. I have the best new horror movie. I'm like, I'm writing it right now. And so I looked it up, and it's called A Watermelon Snow, or Blood Snow, or Pink Snow. And it's kind of in the area up north of California and a couple of places. Well, what it is, it's a red algae. It's a red bacteria algae. if you eat that, you die. And if you sit in the snow, it dyes your clothes and your shoes. And I'm like, dude, this would be so epic. It would be like the Happening where the trees are alive, but the snow mutated and made everybody all invisible but monstrous kind of thing. So I was like, that's an awesome freaking movie. I want to do that.
It is. Definitely awesome.
So I was like, all right, that's my next movie. I'm going to do a novel first and then just make it next year. So I was like, my dreams are crazy. And to see that it's actually a real thing, like an actual algae, that if you eat the snow with the red in it, you die because it's toxic to you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if the snow is yellow, don't eat that either.
Oh, yeah, don't eat that. I'm like, don't eat that either. But yeah, I was like, oh, man, I can make it more like a sci-fi where it kind of mutates and makes actually people invisible, monstrous things that you can't see them. So I was like,
I've heard of red rain, but not red snow.
Red rain. Oh yeah, because like the I don't remember what's that, but it's like the red river or the red blood water.
There's some places where it gets red sometimes.
Yep. And I was like, I did not know that. And seeing pictures of it, ooh, it looks so creepy. There, it's all red. It's covered in cars and trees and stuff. I'm like, ooh, this would be so cool to make a movie out of it.
Yeah.
It's so wicked.
Would this be your first novel?
Yes. Yep. I'm like following my dad's footsteps. He did a army military story one, and he got that on what's that bookstore? Books and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble. Yeah, he got some of his books there, so that was cool. So I was like, I want to make a novel first. I want to write and then go from there. See how.
There's a Destiny Soria that's a novelist, so you got to differentiate yourself.
Yep.
So like, Lady Destiny, I guess, something. You'll have to figure something out.
Yeah, there was somebody who has my full name that everyone keeps tagging me in. I'm like, who's tagging me in this? I'm like, I didn't make these books.
And I'm sure she's got the same thing. Like, who's this? I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know who that is. I want to go to her, like, is that your real name? Is that your real name? Let me see your birth certificate.
Yeah, I think you both figured it out. There's room for both of you. So you started doing acting in Minnesota. Did you start doing movies in Minnesota too?
Yes. Yep. I did acting classes first, and then I got into things that were, you know, like student films, projects here and there, just to get, you know, experience on set, even behind the camera too, and just went from there. Yeah. I started doing a lot of films there too.
Well, let me ask you a question, and this is one of my patented dark mark indelicate questions that nobody would ask you, but I'm curious about. I've seen you act, and I've seen your reels, and you seem to have no trouble talking on camera. Is there something that happens when you're in character, when you're on camera, where the speech impediment goes?
I don't know. I guess that's why I love acting so much, because it just helps, and I just go with it. I just go in this, like, mode, this, like, modes. I don't know. It just happens. I guess sometimes I do forget my lines, and then I just go again. But I don't know. I think it's just like you just being in the moment. It just helps.
Because you don't have. I mean, you, it's very slight. Whatever sweet impediment you have, but I've seen you on film, and it's a completely different accent. Like every role. So just does disappearing in a role help you just? You're not even conscious of it, or you're just so in the moment.
I think so. Yeah. I think, like I said, I'm a totally different person when I'm on set and when I act, and I'm a different person.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get that person in here in a second, but anyway, Christmas Slasher is a movie that's coming up, Hannah. And that was supposed to be filmed in 2020. This is one of the unfortunate COVID things where I better put the light on.
Victims of COVID.
Yeah, well, one of the unfortunate. There we go. Now you.
That's creepy. No, just kidding.
Oh, good. That's what I want. Trust me, the makeup, the hair, it couldn't be more creepy. But you did an Indiegogo to finance Christmas Slasher, and the goal was $15,000. And you've already crushed it.
Yep. See, when I first started doing the Christmas Slasher, it was going to be just a short film. I was going to just do a short film, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a bad car accident, so I had to get surgery done. So that kind of like didn't help with me focusing on the film. And then We did do Indiegogo for the short film. That didn't do too good, but it helped, you know, bring people on board that we needed, that I would love to, you know, that I love to have on. And then, COVID hit. Also, we had some really very unprofessional crew members on the film that pretty much ruined pretty much half of my film. So I had to let them go. So that and also COVID kind of made it stop and just ruin it. And I was like, okay, well, since we're in quarantine, I'm just going to do a future film. Because I was going to do it, but I wanted to, like, see, like, maybe see where it go with the short film. But then I was like, wait, let's just do a feature film. I can do it. We can do a feature film. And then we passed to go, and we got the people back on board that we needed, and we just added on. Like, right now I'm just adding more stuff to the script, because it was 74 pages. Mm-hmm. You have to have like 80 and over to have a feature film. So I just kept adding things and then working with the Indiegogo.
Once again, unfortunate things happen to you.
Yep.
But they turn out to be blessings in disguise, and yes, you're able to turn it around and make it something positive.
Yep.
We had a theme the last 3 weeks. We had a couple guests to come on, and hopefully, I guess this is going to happen every week, but there's going to be people that find their way out of darkness. But let me ask you, because Christmas and murder seem to go together, especially on film.
They really do, Mark.
I mean, everybody knows the Black Christmas, the sequel to Black Christmas, Silent Night, Deadly Night, and the sequels and the remake, Silent Night, Bloody Night. Well, how is Christmas Slasher different from these movies?
Well, it was funny because, like, 2016, I decided that I wanted to do something with, like, a Christmas kind of thing. And I love Christmas, too. Like, Halloween and Christmas are my favorite things. But I wanted to mix match it with something different. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I was, like, I was thinking about, like, you know what? I don't see anything that has to do with Rudolph being an evil monster is zombed out. Bad guy.
Ooh.
So I decided, like, hey, I'm going to cross over the clay animated Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer and make him into a bad guy in this one. So the monsters are clay animated, and we do have Rudolph as a bad guy. He got
a sweet, lovable Rudolph with the nose that was picked on his whole life is actually a serial killer.
He turned bad. He's like, I'm not playing any more reindeer games.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm tired of being picked on. So, he got into something he shouldn't have, and he turned everybody else, and now he's just after everybody. No one is safe. No babies are safe. No children are safe. Nobody is safe.
Is he a zombie reindeer? Is he a vampire reindeer?
He's a zombie. He's a zombie reindeer.
Okay. I was going to say, if he's a vampire reindeer, he'd have to, everything would be glittery, not just the nose. And,
he's not zombed out. I mean, he's a vampire. He's a zombie. He turned into a zombie. And just started.
Zombie Rudolph. Because I was looking all over this movie. I didn't see the mock-up of Rudolph, evil Rudolph. I guess I didn't look that hard.
Oh, the, like, It says a little bit of like, who killed Rudolph, or it says a little bit. I don't want to say too much about it, but since now it's getting closer to, you know, to filming, I rather tell people more about who's the monster, who's behind all the killings and stuff, and it's actually Rudolph.
And you play Santa's wife, or?
No. I'm actually one of the survivors, but I'm not saying much because there is a twist at the end. Like I said, I'm not going to say a lot of things. Y'all gotta watch it. There's a lot of twists and turns in this movie.
no more plot. There is a short on YouTube. Check that out. That gives you some background. It's a little tease.
Yeah, it's a proof of concept of like what we are going for, but not like telling you a lot about it. It's like a little mystery kind of thing.
And Hannah, it's very bloody. I recommend you check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it already.
It's bloody through the whole movie. I want it to be like an 80s. Like Evil
but it was
Dead.
The best, yeah.
Yes, Evil Dead, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Mm-hmm. I love those kind. And I'm like, I want something like that. I want through the whole freaking movie to be all bloody and gore and really gross stains and
testicles. Killer Clowns wasn't that gross.
Yeah, like it's gonna be through the whole movie, so there's no like dull moment. Every mm-hmm. somebody's dying, someone's getting to get killed.
Yeah.
So by name dropping Evil Dead and Killer Clowns, I'm assuming there's a lot of humor in this too.
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of humor, and we also have. Yeah. Well, like I said, no one's safe. Babies, kids, no one's safe. Everybody dies.
Whiny little children at Christmas time.
Yep. Everybody is not safe. He's coming after everybody.
Are we gonna be on Rudolph's side, maybe? Get him, Rudolph.
No, I hope so. I hope he's the hero. He's a bad guy, but he's also a hero.
Yeah.
But you got quite a cast, including yourself. Uh-huh. And then you got, like I say, you got Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yep.
And you really worked to get him, right?
Yeah, I just ask him. He's like, okay. Like, oh,
you guys friends? Are you guys old?
Yeah, we're cool. We're cool. We talk all the time. Like, I help him out, get buy his paintings and stuff like that. And yeah, we're good people. He's such a good heart. So he has a good soul. He has a good.
How did you meet him?
I met him through his website. I talked to him and his manager. We all talked together, and then we did some scenes which we saved. So the short film, like I said, we did save some footage, and he was in it, and Felissa Rose. So Felissa Rose's stuff is good. Like, it's good. So I don't need her for the feature film, because I already got that for the feature film. And then Nikki, I had to cut some things out because there was, you know, unprofessional people that were no show or just, like, took off. And I'm like, all right, well, we have to take these out. And so I told him, I asked him, hey, you want to do the feature film? He's like, yeah, I'm down. Okay, cool, let's do it. And so, yeah, we just talk all the time. Yeah. So I was like, he's like one of my good friends. And I you know, he's there. He's like, just let me know if you want to do more movies. I'm like, I'm down. Okay, we're good. We're down. But yeah, we got to finish some of his scenes anyways. And we did some add-ons. So I was like, all right, let's do this feature film now. Like, okay.
It's counterintuitive, but normally, in my experience, my limited show business experience, the more famous the person is, the more professional they are, mm-hmm. and the nicer they are. Mm-hmm. Usually the ones that I have a problem with are people that are, you know, they're just coming up.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
And, you know, somebody that's, you know, people that have been doing it for a while, they just, you know, they're professional. So even if they're not, you know, even if they don't want to, you know, they're too busy to even talk to you, they're mm-hmm. nice about it.
Oh, yeah. I had like how you message her, and they said that, you know, they came back to you nicely saying she can't. Bruce Campbell did the same thing too. I asked him if he wanted to be in it, but during that time he was doing his tour, you know, the book tour and stuff. Yeah. And they came to me and they said, oh, he can't right now because he's doing this, but we hope that you have, you know, we wish you good luck on your film and can't wait to see it. So I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, guys. So I was like really stoked that half of the, you know, these talent people I went for were very nice to talk to me and tell me, you know, we wish you good luck and we can't wait to see it. So I was like, oh, thank you. So I was like, that's awesome. I really love that.
And that is really sweet.
Yeah, I was like, see, these people are very, like, I love these people. They're so sweet and stuff. And it's so amazing that they just came to you and started, like, you know, just being nice. Like, I did have one manager, he was kind of rude. I was like, okay. He was like very straightforward. Like, oh, do you have this for him for your slasher film? I'm like, okay, I won't I won't reply back to that then.
You can't win them all. But I will tell you, Destiny, you and Hannah probably have something in common. You probably have a lot of things in common. But Hannah, Destiny, when she was growing up, wanted to marry Freddy Krueger. I would imagine you were the same way.
Oh, Freddy Krueger, he's always your go-to because he has a sense of humor. He will not be boring. Yeah. Yep. So keep laughing in the rocking chair.
Yeah. I was just a baby when in the 80s, and my mom, she let me watch all, like, crazy horror films.
Yeah.
Like, we went to the theaters to watch Freddy Krueger. We went to Beetlejuice. Like, Freddy Krueger and Beetlejuice are my, oh, my God, I have a crush on them. I want to marry them. I can marry both of them. I don't care. But, yeah, I was, like, so in love with Freddy Krueger. I told my mom.
They get me with Beetlejuice and Freddy Krueger.
And my mom's like, that's my girl.
Oh.
But yeah, me and my mom, we used to watch a lot of like black and white movies and watch a lot of like Costello, like all the horror ones, and then Freddy Krueger and Buffy and just all that. And
did you like Tales from the Crypt?
Yes, Tales from the Crypt was one of my favorites. I just adore and love it. And I thought he was cute too.
His little laugh.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, so cute. Like every time he comes out, me and mom gotta watch in bed and eat popcorn and be just like, I love this guy, he's so cute.
Oh, he used to do that too with the little antenna TV.
Oh yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I miss those so much.
Hey, here it is, horror movie bonding. It'd be hard to put the ring on his finger with the blades, though, I would think.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Carry him. So which is your favorite Nightmare on Elm Street movie?
It would be the first one. The first one, and then the one where the, what are they called? The Warrior Night?
Dream Warriors?
Yeah, I like that one, too. That was
Me too.
I thought that was cool. It's like, they're starting to fight back.
And Jackie Earl Haley didn't do it for you. No. Yeah, that's just, I don't know what they were thinking on that one, but he's a good actor too. It just, you gotta have England. If you can't have England, just forget it.
No. But Kevin Bacon's coming up. How do you feel about that?
If Jackie Earl Haley couldn't do it, Kevin Bacon can't do it. Come on.
I kind of
have a little bit of hope in him because he plays a really good psychopath and he's one of my favorite actors.
What movie did he play that was a psychopath?
Sleepers, remember? He was the nasty guard.
Stir of Echoes, Criminal Law. He's been a psycho in a few. Mystic River, he was a bad guy. He's been a bad guy in a few things.
I'm going to have to relook at that again. Because, I don't know.
But Jackie Earl Haley plays a good psycho. And he couldn't pull off crap Freddy Krueger.
Like, I didn't like that other guy play Freddy Krueger.
No. Yeah, I didn't like him.
And I was like, what's wrong with his face?
He looked like a cat or something. Like, weird. Like, you got him at the dollar store, Freddy Krueger.
I did not like the new Freddy at all.
Bad makeup. I also found it interesting that, so you're doing some movies in Minnesota. You moved to L.A. Mm-hmm. And the first movie you do is directed by my friend Dante.
Yes, bro, what happened?
What happened?
Yep. When the first month I went there, I got booked on that, like, right away. It was actually the second, when I was there for the second week of moving there, that's how I got booked for that. And he's so awesome and sweet, and the cast was so cool. And I didn't know anything. I didn't know I was going to be actually, like, featured in it, like hardcore featured in speaking, and I was like, we shot for a couple of days, and I just went up and asked him, like, hey, can I have one line? He's like, okay. I'm like, really? Like, yeah, you're gonna have a line with Bobby anyways because someone didn't come. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Awesome. That was cool.
So it was like Bobby Lee, he was like one of my favorite comedians too from Mad TV, and I was so honored and excited to actually like have a role with him, even if it was like a one-liner. I was so blessed and happy. I just loved it. I was like, oh my god.
Oh, awesome.
I was so awesome, and he was so goofy and sweet, and I'm like trying to take a picture of him, and he kept doing goofy faces. I'm like, come on, you do? I'm like laughing at him because he kept making me laugh. I'm like, come on, I'm goofy with you.
Well, how did you get that? Was it through Backstage Magazine, or was it through an agent, or how did you get that?
Oh, it was on Craigslist.
Dante was advertising on Craigslist?
I think so, yeah. I think it was on Craigslist. But back, you know, back then it was like, you know, safe and okay and stuff, and then, you know, now you gotta watch out for stuff like that.
There's a reason they had to shut that down.
Yeah, so I was like, I've been seeing that too, and I was like, what in the world? So I was like, I don't go there no more because of like.
Bro, what happened? Casting call.
But I think it was on, you know, the talent Craigslist. It was on something.
No, this was a decent movie. This Anna, this movie, Bro, What Happened? It's kind of a Dude, Where's My Car kind of takeoff.
Yeah.
Kennedy was in it. Bobby Lee was in it. Dante and Rebecca Falcon, who's Dante's wife, and just. A bunch of people a bunch of my old friends were in this, and I never heard of it. But I'm glad, I'm glad you were in it, and you were the It says like a bikini bay, but you weren't wearing a bikini, so I don't know where.
No, it was like a. It's a weird swimsuit. It's like a one piece swimsuit, which was, really cute.
Yeah, I couldn't really figure it out.
It was like a cute swimsuit, but I don't know. I put swimsuit. I guess they put bikini. I don't know.
Maybe I just read. Maybe I was imagining a bikini.
Yeah. It's a swimsuit.
It's a swimsuit, but when I saw it, I thought you were like a joke or something. It didn't look like a swimsuit to me, but what can I tell you? But and then you just haven't stopped working since. You've just been getting a bunch of roles.
Yeah, I'm trying not to do extra stuff anymore. Like I'm actually going to retire to being an extra on things.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Because from the car accident and from the surgery, it's too much for me now.
Okay.
And since sometimes some of the movies are outside, I can't be outside that long anymore because I get major headaches and I get sick. And it's upsetting because, like, this person who hit me just ruined my body and my mind. And now I can't do a lot like I wanted to. That kind of upset me a lot.
You're doing a lot more than a lot of people have choose to do.
Yeah,
that's right.
Writing a novel, you're prepping two movies. That's a lot of work.
It is. But I just love it. I'm very passionate, and I'm gonna keep going.
And you've been on you've already done Shameless and other great shows like that.
How was Shameless? I was a huge fan. It's not on anymore of Shameless.
When I first did. Did Shameless? It was in Chicago. They filmed it in Chicago, and it was really cool because I was just an extra, but I did have like a little cool little just a little part, but it was like interacting with the little I guess it was one of the main kids, but yeah, they filmed it in Chicago, and then I guess they moved it. I don't remember where they moved the shooting, but yeah, it was interesting. It was fun. And The cast were very nice. All of them actually were very nice. They just came up to us and started talking to us. And you know me, learning from, being in acting schools and in the rules about being an extra, you don't talk to the actors. You can't go up and take pictures and do all this stuff. But nobody came to us and wanted to talk and stuff like that. And I'm like, what do? I don't want to get kicked off because I'm talking to them. But yeah, they were so nice, and they were just being, you know, humans. Like, they're just like us too, so it's like, oh, that's cool.
Well, unless, you know, except for Bobby Lee, you went right up to him, but
yeah.
But I've noticed you've played a wolf in a lot of things.
Yeah, my thing is a wolf.
It goes back to the Team Jacob thing. If you were an animal, would you be a wolf? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but I'm actually a Kickapoo. I'm Native American, and so. Mm-hmm. I found out that our tribe is very rare, and we're actually called a wolf clan. Kickapoo means wanderer. So the tribe I was with is called wolf. They're wolf clan. It's a wolf clan. So I was like, that's pretty cool. So it's kind of like Twilight, you know, the wolf clan, they turn into
you're
like,
you're on
wolf.
The wrong side. You're on the wrong side.
So that was really cool. I did a lot of research on my tribe because we're so rare. There's like not a lot of us. But we are, there's some in Eagle Pass. The tribe is in Eagle Pass. There's some in, I think it was Kentucky. I might be wrong. Oh, Kansas and Oklahoma, I think. But we are also a wolf clan. It's a wolf clan tribe. But I loved wolf. I always thought my, you know, past life I was a wolf. And my mom also was a wolf lover. And that's how, well, we were so attracted to the wolves because we're a wolf clan. You know, we are one with
wolves. Well, barked on cue. I don't know what happened.
but tell you the truth, it's my mom's birthday today, and she
happy birthday, mom.
She passed away 3 years ago from breast cancer.
Sorry. So
even more reason to keep your memory alive. Happy birthday, mom.
Yep. So I've been celebrating that and just keep, you know, doing what she wanted me to do and be proud of my achievements. And
I'm sure she was proud already.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. She is. Sometimes she'll visit me, and she's a prankster. She likes to do goofy tricks with me, and I believe in all that. And she's just funny. I'm like, what's
the last, what's the last prank that your late mother pulled on you?
When she, what was it? It was a couple of It was a couple. This is my mom's bracelet, and it has the breast cancer symbol. And so this bunny, I lost a necklace, which I was very happy it went missing, because I even told the universe to lose it, because it was my ex-fiance's mom, and I don't care for them anymore for what they did. And so that went missing, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go and put this on the bracelet. Mm-hmm. And I put it in the, I call it the cigarette, what is it, the cigarette in the car, it's that thing where you put cigarettes in.
The ashtray.
So I put it in there, and it stays, like it stays closed. Like you gotta pull it, you gotta do like a little bit of strength to open it. Well, I didn't do it, and so I went home, did some things, then came back, and the ashtray was open. And I was like, oh, you're funny, Mom. She wanted me to get the bracelet done so I can wear it. So I finally got it done. So she does a little things here and there to let me know that she's being silly and that she loves me.
Aww, that's sweet.
Well, you're part Mayan as well.
Yes, I'm Mayan Kickapoo. Yep.
So
I'm learning more of a, I'm, like I said, Kickapoo is a little bit more rare, and I'm just trying to research more about that. And I know some of the native tribes also don't know much about Kickapoo too. So it's like I'm doing more research on that more.
That's great. But like 2012, like you could tell, you know, did you think the world was ending since you were part Mayan, or?
I wish she was.
Like you have to get some inside information on that?
That I don't know. Like, maybe it's 2020. Oh, wait, it is kind of ending.
No, we gotta have 2021 and 2022 for your movies to come out at least. And then.
Yep.
But Wolf Trap. You did a short movie, Wolf Trap.
Yep, I did that. It's just a goofy short film. I was bored and wanted to do something up in Minnesota since I was there. And I, you know, my friends are my family up there. I love my family up there, and they are down to do anything and whatever. So I was like, you know, you guys want to do a silly, you know, skit? I'm like, yeah. It's Wolf Trap has to do with somebody that I really loved and care. And he's always calling me a wolf trap to him because he thinks I'm a crazy person. So, yeah, so I was like, you know, I don't want to be your wolf trap. You're crazy. And I'm like, okay. It's just some silly thing that we made up. And so I made a little silly skit. And well, just
the poster looks gruesome.
Yeah, I like it.
All covered in blood and stuff. It doesn't look like a silly thing.
That's cute to us because we all love horror. We're like, oh, yeah. It's a different mindset.
Yeah, and so I made up a story of a shape. Well, I'm actually doing a feature film of that, but it's a story of no one has ever done anything for her, and it's what's that goddess? Lupa, the wolf goddess who trains demigods. I'm saying it wrong. It's like L-O-P-O. She's the one that took care of the humans. She took care of the demigod humans. I don't remember who they were. There were two of them. And she took care of them, and she trained demigods. Well, there's not a lot of stories about her, and this is like, I love mythological creatures, goddesses, gods, and stuff like that.
Wolves, wolves.
So there's nothing a lot of her, so I'm doing this movie, which kind of has to do with the wolf trap, but it's about, you know, her daughter, who is half demigod and half wolf, and she's a shapeshifter. Ooh. Well, she forgets her memories because her mom, you know, did some magic to have her erase her memories because one of the gods was like obsessed and in love with, you know, her mom, the wolf goddess. So he wanted her for himself because she was the most powerful goddess of them all, because she's over here training demigods. And so he was obsessed with her, wanted, you know, her for himself. And he found out that she got pregnant with pups, you know, a pack of pups, who are also half, you know, humans. So he comes after her in rage and jealousy and pretty much almost massacres everybody except for one female wolf pup that she saved and just erased her memories to not remember who she really is and who and what happened. So in her journey, so it's kind of like almost Red Sonja, Conan the Barbarian, and Hercules, where he was a demigod and doesn't know where he was from until he does this, you know, journey of adventures.
So this is going to be
you know, going on this adventure to find himself and who he really is. But then, you know, the bad guy, the god is like trying to stop that. So to stop her from, you know, finding her mom, or if she knows who her mom is, or if her mom is still alive. But then he falls cuckoo in love with her too. So I was like, I want to do something like that too.
Wow.
This will be set in medieval times. This will be like a sword and sorcerer.
It's going to be more barbarian style, like, you know.
Yeah, Xena.
Yep, Xena, like Red Sonja kind of thing, because we don't really have a lot of those. And I miss those. Like, I miss those.
Yeah, I do too.
I love, like I said, I love 80s, and I love the fact that there's a lot of barbarian movies like that. So I was like, ooh, I want to do it. I want to do something like that. I want to bring that back. So
it's three movies that Hannah can't wait to see. but tell us about your dancing, because I've seen some of those videos too.
Well, since now I can't dance anymore because of the surgery and the accident.
Yeah.
Which also,
you were quite a dancer, and there.
Yeah, I do a lot of different, freestyle dancing, hip hop. I'm more into like more artsy kind of dance performance kind of thing. But yeah, I miss that, and I really love it. And
yeah, so but
upsets me.
I'm sure it does, and but it looks like you're transitioning into writing and directing now.
Yep. So, yep. You know, I'm gonna focus on just directing, writing, and making movies now.
Yeah. And who are your favorite directors as far as the horror genre?
Well, Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. There's it's not a horror movie, but it's kind of a cult classic. It's Disturbed Behavior. I don't know who the director is at, but that's like one of my favorite movies. And then this new director that came in, who did Mandy with Nicolas Cage. I like him. I like how he's very artsy and stuff, and the way he does the story. But yeah, I really liked it. And it was funny because I go to these like clinic studies to make money, and people were telling me, you know, Robert Rodriguez did that. He went to clinic studies to make money, and during that time, he writes his scripts and stuff, and that's how he got this that one big movie he did. I'm like, what? Well, I'm following his footsteps too.
Yeah, awesome. Everybody's gonna start somewhere, and he did a lot of mariachi for $7,000.
Yeah,
you already raised $15,000 for your movie.
Yeah.
It's gonna be twice the budget. It's gonna be twice as good looking as our El Mariachi was, and you got stars. So, and tell everybody, because you still have the Indiegogo up. So there's some things people still can get.
Yes, we're waiting for another talented actress to come on board. It sounds like she is, but I'm still, you know, I gotta wait for that, you know. Yes, green light thing, and then we're gonna have a perk with her if it's a green. I mean, from the way she sounds, yes, but I'm still like, I always have to make sure, like, okay, are you sure we need it? What do we need? So yeah, we have more perks up. We actually have we have to have, you know, creepy toys in Santa Claus red bag. So we had you know, toys made. We have one that's it's called the Reject Ted Zombie. It's a teddy bear, but he's all like zombed out and all like his insides are showing.
How cute!
He's really cute. So we have two of those big perks we're giving away. Also, you know, them having a producer having their name in the beginning of the film, and a couple of beanies and hoodies. And then we have one more perk to be in the movie and get killed by Rudolph. And then we have a major one where you get to be on the back cover in the trailer in the beginning of the movie, and your credits at the beginning and end, and some other good goody stuff for that too. So we
how much does it take to get killed by Rudolph?
500.
500? Okay.
Yep, 500. And the big ones, you know, just to have other stuff to be in the DVD and stuff is like, it was like $2,000. I might go down a little bit. But yeah, we have 32 days left, and we're also doing a Halloween costume contest just to push it out more and push out the Facebook movie page and Instagram movie page, and you
get to
pull.
Tell us about that.
So we're starting, in the 1st of October, and you just you know, dress up and put your makeup on, and if you look really cool, three people will win. The first prize winner will win money and a pop figure of a monster that I'm waiting tonight because he's over here. I don't know what he's doing. He's talking to me while I'm talking to you. I'm like, can you give me the elf? Oh, well, okay, it's an elf. We have an elf. God dang it. Well, I wanted to, I know some people already know it's, there's going to be an elf. Well, we have a sled too.
We got a Santa Claus. You got Rudolph. You got a sleigh. You gotta have an elf.
Yeah, we have. But he's super creepy cute, and I love it. He's a tiny little guy. He's a clay animated, and then the sled is alive. He's alive. He's a live monster too. So it's like kind of like Christina the car.
Uh huh.
So yeah, it's a sled.
Oh, okay.
It's a sled. So we have a lot of monster elements that just kill. Mm-hmm. And then we do have
put a creepy elf on your shelf.
Yep, creepy elf on the shelf. And and we have a couple toys. So the zombie teddy bear, a Spidey Batty. He's a spider bat doll too. And then we have the Nutty Nuns. They're dolls too, but they're all creepy nuns. So we have a couple of toys that, you know, will be.
Nuns are always scary. Did you grow up Catholic?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, am I Catholic? I don't know. I'm just a really open person.
You never got smacked in the knuckles by a nun, though.
Oh yes, I did. Yeah, I got whatever you call it.
Ruler whipped.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Water holy, whatever you call it. Yeah, I got that. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, I'm pretty much open minded person with all kinds of religion and all kinds of culture. I like to learn everybody's culture and you know, their religion. I'm not like, the other people.
You're not judgmental.
Nope.
But so that's great. And one last question, Liz Hannah. I know Hannah and you are going to be BFFs right after the show because Hannah can't wait to see all your movies. And you have been a delightful guest, but I do have to ask one last question. And then we're going to have you do all the plugs and tell everybody how they can enter the costume contest, how they can contribute to the movie. We're going to let you do whatever plugs you have. What was your favorite Halloween costume when you were a kid?
Oh, Halloween costume? Freddy Krueger.
You were Freddy Krueger?
I was Freddy. I'm such a boy. I was Freddy Krueger. I was the Crow. I was a dude vampire. What else what cool. I was? Well, I was like a witch, but I was more into like Freddy Krueger. Oh yeah, Michael. I was Jason. And my favorite was the Crow. Everybody loved it. I think this year I'm gonna dress like the Crow. I have all the Crow stuff. So Everyone's like, dude, you look like Brandon Lee. I'm like, I know. I'm awesome. I had it all. And I was like, everyone was like, dude, your costume's awesome. I was like, thank you. And I'm a girl.
How did you have your hair when you were Freddy Krueger? How'd you do that?
Freddy Krueger. I just got them. Well, actually, what I did, since we couldn't afford stuff, so I just like put makeup on me to make it look like him, okay. And then I made the glove, and then I did some fake, you know, the plastic
blades, yeah.
The plastic fork or the knife.
Oh,
so cool. I make my costumes because I didn't have we didn't have any, you know, money back then, so I just made my stuff.
Y'all can relate.
I remember that too. My mom, she used to go through her closet we didn't have any money, so she's like, oh, you're gonna be a gypsy this year, I'm gonna dress you up in my scarves and jewelry.
Yep, that's what we did, and I'm gonna still do that. Oh, like I don't want to go buy costumes, like, just because I could just make my own, and it was really fun just making our own costumes.
So you've always been creative ever since you were tiny, huh?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yep, my mama helped me out too because she's like, what do you want to be? I was like, Freddy Krueger. She's like, all right, let's do it. I didn't have the mask, I just put makeup on me to look like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throughout it all, you've made your mother proud, and you're going to continue making your mother proud. And you continue making movies that we want to see.
Yes.
With lots of blood and gore and wolves and all sorts of things. Tell everybody how they can get, I mean, there's still stuff available, Christmas Slasher, how they can participate in the costume contest and how they can get some stuff.
So we're going to have it on the Christmas Slasher movie page on Facebook, and also Christmas Slasher, at Christmas Slasher movie on Instagram. And we'll be starting that up on October 1st. Mm-hmm. And so all you have to do is just follow the rules, follow the pages, tag your friends, have them follow, and then do 2 to 3 photos with you and you know, be creative, make your makeup, do something with a costume. We want to do more like of the Christmas horror theme. So we want you to
say, does it have to be Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, we would like that, because since it's a horror Christmas, a holiday horror, we like to see more of like being creative of like, you know, like a zombie Santa or zombie Miss Claus or a vampire Santa, anything that has to be, you know, crossovers. We want to
see Twilight Santa.
Mm-hmm. And like Twilight Santa. And then you get to win money. There's first, second, third place. You win money. And then the first place, we're actually making the Elf Pop figures. What is it? Like, is it Funko?
Funko Pop.
How you say it?
Funko Pop.
Funko Pop. And we go. And. Please
you
don't.
Eat.
Dad, I'm on my podcast. Oh my God. Sorry, everybody.
No, you need to go.
Yes, I will eat.
Tell everybody your website and how people get a hold of you and all of your social media.
Oh, and then, sorry. That was embarrassing. Sorry. Anyway.
I'll cut it out. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. What was I? Funk.
Is Funko it, Pop.
Yeah, we're doing an Elf figurine for the costume, and also on the perk, and then later on we're going to be making more of all the other monsters, because that's what we're waiting on, is the monsters to be done. And the second prize is one of the zombie teddy bears, and then third will be a shirt and something else, I don't remember. Oh, and a beanie.
So get creative, people. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Are you gonna enter, Mark?
Are you gonna enter, Hannah? I'm gonna enter.
You should. You guys should. Yeah. It'll be so much fun.
I think we're disqualified because you were on our podcast, but I don't know.
Well, just for fun, we could just dress up.
Well, I don't think it matters. It's
all right.
No. Everybody can do it. I mean, this year has been really bleh. And
you're putting the fun back in Halloween.
Put the fun back in Halloween, even if, like, oh, it's they cancel Halloween. Heck no. I don't want this. No. Halloween is not canceled. No. Hate that crap. I'm like, come on. And there's so many ways to do things for Halloween. Don't cancel Halloween.
We're still we got a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. Oh, and we're also we have a website that's live, and we actually are gonna do the merch. We're gonna open the merch in of October, because I'm just waiting on a couple other merch to come in. So we'll have a merch store that people can buy the Christmas Slasher items.
That's good. Cool.
Yeah. The merch sells great. I mean, you know, the movie might, I mean, 15,000 might be peanuts. You might get, the merch starts blowing up. You might get a Blumhouse or somebody knocking on your door. Let's make it a real big budget $1 million movie.
Heck yeah, that'd be awesome. Like, we're still going. We're over 17,000 now, and we're still adding more merch and stuff. I'm just waiting for people to get me the toys so I can add them into that. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. All I'm happy.
And check out Destiny Soria. You have the Wix page, not the author. Your author is DestinySoria.com. You have the Wix page.
Yep. It's Lady Destiny, and then you have Christmas Slasher, and then my other one is just Destiny Soria. But yes. They'll find me. I'm easy.
and follow you on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Just go to Christmas Slasher on Instagram. This will be airing on October 2nd, so by the time this airs, it'll be live. So dress up in your best Christmas horror theme costume. You may win some cool merch.
Yeah.
You ever see Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, Destiny?
Huh?
You ever see Santa Claus Conquers the Martians?
Huh.
Okay, there's a costume idea I'm not going to do. That was a movie in the 60s. It's one of the worst movies ever, but it's pretty funny. It's one of those Ed Wood, like, you just start laughing. Like, The Room, just you so bad you just start laughing. I like your movies.
Okay. Oh, I have to see that. I gotta get back to getting a TV and watching stuff. I don't have a TV, and I don't watch stuff. And I'm like, some people are like, did you see this one's new? I'm like, no. I mean, I finally catched up with Babysitter Alive, that train one, which made a lot of awards. I finally watched those.
Anyway.
I don't remember.
Anyway, Dexter, you have been a delight, and I hope you come back again.
You really have.
Thank you.
and follow you on all social media. Christmas Slasher is coming, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, follow and do the contest. You win money.
and go to Hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram, and also check out her other podcast, Vegans Uncensored. And go to Goth Comedian and all social media. Everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week.
Bye.